Okay, page 227. We're in the middle of 227. Hopefully we'll do 227 and 220, rest 227 to 28 today. Okay, so we were talking about cooking vegetables and what bracha you make on the liquid. Right? So far we had two rules. One is that you had to be cooking the vegetables for the purpose of the vegetables, and you had to be cooking the liquid for the purposes of the liquid. Right? You wanted both the vegetables and the liquid. Okay, so let's go to Yud Aleph. Shemavarech, right? So he said that you make the bracha on the liquid is the same bracha you would make on the vegetables. So he says, V'chol sebemina yirakos, that's for vegetables. Avo levivo shebishlam b'mayim. But, levivo, so he says farfel, right? Lakshin, knedlach. Basically, mizonos products. Now, you don't want to eat the noodles or whatever. You just want to drink the liquid. Now, I don't know that that's very common today, that people, as we'll see, that people just go ahead and drink the matzo ball liquid, but maybe someone wants it. So he says, do we apply the same rule that you're going to go ahead and make the same bracha as you would on the mizonos product? Or do we say, it's a shahakol, and it's really, it's a question of, right, does it have to be something that you sometimes will drink plain, and maybe these things you typically don't drink, and therefore maybe they never have a din of a mizonos, the liquid. Now, by the way, one thing we didn't talk about yesterday, but it's a huge machlokas, is what happens if you have, right? We said, let's say you cook peas and you end up with pea soup or whatever. Right? So fine, that would be a bari pri adama. But what about if you take split peas that dissolve, right, into the soup? So if you have dissolved vegetables, you make a shahakal on a dissolved vegetable. We said, right, if it's totally smashed and whatever, right, you would go ahead and make a shahakal. So here, it's the pea soup should have a different bracha than the peas, which would be a shahakal because they're totally dissolved. Or would it be, since before it dissolved, it sort of gave some taste into the liquid, right? So maybe the liquid takes the adama, even though it has not been even though eventually the peas become a shahakal. Hold on one second. Mo, these are learning in there? Is there a chair? Is it, I don't know. Just take a look, see what's in there. Okay. So anyway, so that's just a side machlokas. It's really relevant for split pea soup. Is the most common application of that, right? In some cases, what do they say? The other types of soups that might be relevant for.
I don't understand. Didn't you say that you're saying split pea soup would be a shahakal?
So that's a machlokas, whether it's a shahakal or not. Because, on the one hand, like I said, the peas impart a taste into the liquid before they totally dissolve, right? You're putting in actual peas, right? Dried peas or whatever into the soup. But eventually those peas, if you were to eat those peas, right, which you can't, if somehow you scooped out some mamashas from the soup, it would be a shahakal because they're totally disintegrated. They happen to still be green, but they're still disintegrated.
Didn't we say that tomatoes soup you'd make an adama on?
No, we said tomato soup is also one of those where you don't necessarily want the tomato, so that's a separate problem.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right, but pea soup, but there are tomato soups where the tomatoes also dissolve totally, and that would be the same issue as the pea soup. That's just something you have to be aware of and try to get coverage from additional sources. If there's still some peas that are floating around in the soup, so then that would be, there would be no question that's an adama. But usually if a split pea soup is made right, there should be no peas floating around in there. Okay.
Any soup that they blend.
Yeah, but okay, if they go ahead and puree it to the point, but some, see, they do that sometimes well after the soup is already made.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Right, and I don't know that they puree it to the point that that every piece of vegetable is gone. Very often there's some pieces left of vegetables. So, but again, if you did make it a puree, that it's totally a liquid and that it would go right through a strainer, so then you'd have the same issue with that. Again, assuming you did it before the soup was made. Right? I mean, let's say you made the soup, you put in your, you know, carrots and your, you know, whatever, celery and turnips or whatever you're putting in there, and you cook the soup and you have the liquid, and then after you have that liquid there, then you puree everything. That would probably be an adama, because that was a regular adama without any shilas until you decided to puree the vegetables. So I don't know if that would impact
the
soup.
Liquid was an adama.
What? The liquid was a straight adama with no shilas. Because that everything was, again, with all these things, so if it's possible to go, you know, keep one little strand or a little piece of carrot so that everyone doesn't have any shilas. Again, for all these halachas, it's just a question of being aware that there's an issue, and then it's usually not a big deal to deal with it. Okay, so back to the Mizonos case of liquid and wanting to eat spaghetti liquid. He says, "V'alken yikach mat mehalavivas v'arach bar mizonos." He says, "So just take a piece of spaghetti, take a piece of knedel, and make a mizonos v'gam yivarach adav arach shabrachas shakol." But then you have a shaila on the liquid, right? So go ahead and find something else to make a shakol on. V'yolcha mishnei haminim kishir, and make sure you eat a shir of both. K'dei shulcha v'arach alamilch v'gam bar nefoshes rabos. But it's only if you really want to eat the liquid. But if you want to have, you know, a knedel soup, where you want to have the knedel, you want to have the soup, right? You want the soup flavored with the knedel. And then you would patter up the rotev, right? So then you would go ahead and do that. Okay, vim bishal rak mat levivos behar b'maim. Now, let's say you went ahead and you cooked a few noodles with a lot of water. V'yikar kavanas tavshilu rak b'shvil maim sharotev kimat sol. Right, there's almost no, you know, how much noodle flavor is going to be imparted into a big pot of water if all you cooked was, you know, 20 noodles, and the liquid at the end is not. You know, when you cook canadles, you'll see that the liquid is sort of like a cloud, it becomes a cloudy sort of thing because it absorbs some of the knedel pieces, right? So so he says in this case, you didn't put a lot of mizono stuff in there. So in this case, you can't say that the liquid is bottled to the levivos because you only put 10 noodles in there and you really just want the liquid. And the reason you're making a shahakol is because it did not impart that much taste, right? And not enough to, you know, consider it the essence of the knedel. Right? He says still best to make a shahakol on something else, because maybe it was actually covered by the mizonos, right? So you end up with a lot of shilas on that either, but in our day and age, we don't eat a lot of we'll say noodle liquid. Okay, now then he says apple pishein b'hem, even though you don't have, except for you have some vegetable taste, you have no vegetables left, right? When you cook out the vegetables, v'davka shabishal hayerek mayim b'alma. Again, this rules only if you cook it in water. Shein b'hem tam b'atzmo. We say the water doesn't really have taste. V'nirgash b'rak tam hayerek. And all you're tasting when you cook, let's say carrots, you're going to taste carrot flavor in the water. Avlim bishel hayerek bechometz ubemashka, so it means sub mekamach, shikar and kvas. Now, I don't remember, David, did you say you used to eat kvas? Was that? We talked about people that had kvas, something called kvas?
Kvas is like a beer.
Uh-huh, okay, interesting.
Not it's a non-liquor beer.
Right, okay, so. So he says it's something that's a liquid that's made, you know, you cook some vegetable in a liquid that's made out of bran and flour. He says shkan kvas sheish ben tam pnei asman. So it, inherently, it has its own taste. It's got a wheat sort of taste, right? A bran taste. A nigger hamashka chayerek. So then you can't say that the liquid is an adama because the carrot that got imparted into it is flavoring really the flour and the bran. If you just drink that by itself, you make a shakal. But the mamashka barsht, right? Same as barsht. Shume shriyas barakas, right? So you take beets and, right, you soak them or you cook them, chamutzen. Shabit shabim yirakos in basar. And then you cook in that beet juice, you cook meat and vegetables. And you just want to eat, drink the borscht liquid. Right. So in that case, right, where you're trying to, right, you already
why
have.
Is this different?
So let's see. So he says. Right, he says the fact that you cook the borscht. See, it's sort of like the opposite case. The previous case is the ikr was the subin and kamach, but it was a liquid form, and therefore became a shahakol. So the borscht here is the beet juice, which is a bari pri adam at that point, and then you're infusing it with some meat flavor. So the meat flavor is not going to override it and make it a shahakol drink, right? That it's now got the meat flavor. So again, you look at what the ikr drink is, and the infused stuff is always going to be tuffel. Right? So he says, Kivin Shesh La Mashka Tam Asmul Tiyabasar, you have the beet flavor in there long before the meat gets in there. When we come up, Mish Ochla Gamma Basar, if you're going to eat the meat with this, you know, you take a, you know, your borscht has pieces of meat in it, Nirish Yosef Shabarach La Basar Shahakal, Yechav and Lifter Gamma Sarotiv, have in mind to cover the juice. Mistavak Shochla Biachar Rotiv Tavak Gamma Basar. Because in that case, the, you know, borscht drink be tuffled to the meat. And again, all this really is just, it's an awareness of what you're trying to do. And if you have that awareness, then you can figure out, do you need coverage, do you not need coverage? Right? Is your, you know, see, cereal and milk, that's not a cooked item. So that's just a nicker tuffle straight question. Here where you have cooked food, and all of a sudden it's infused with other stuff. So that's where all these questions come up. Okay, in basar. So if you cook something with meat, you write carrots with meat, so it's a shahakol because the meat is the meat flavor is the primary flavor. Tayirakos nosnim tam behamarak, the vegetables give flavor to the soup, and the meat's giving flavor. The tam basar yichashiv yosir hukachu ikar, right? The meat is more chashiv, and therefore it is the ikar. So just keep this in mind. We get to later on the taruvas halachas, right? And sushi, does chashiv mean anything? You know, what's the more chashiv item? The rice, the fish, right? In a mixture. Here where it's a cooked mixture, there's no question that the meat is your primary goal, to have the meat-flavored product, and the vegetables are just coming to supplement that taste. And therefore, even if you eat the soup plain, right? Because again, the soup part of it has meat flavor also. It's a shahakol. When we call mokim ochel hayerikim hamarik biyachin tachavarikim hayerik. But let's say, right? Cute question. You went ahead and you make an adam on the carrot that's in there, and all you're eating is now this soup that has meat taste, which we said you'd make a shahakol on. But now you made a bari pri adam on the carrot. He says that's going to cover it. Because the soup is tuffle to the meat, tuffle to the vegetable. If you're eating the soup plain, it's just going to be a shahakol. If you're eating it with either the meat or the carrot, whatever one you're eating it with, it's going to be tuffle to that. Right? But the vegetable is not tuffle to the meat, right? You have to make, unless it's a real mixture, right? You have to go ahead and make a... Right, you'd make a brach on the meat, and you'd make a brach on the vegetable. Okay. Im sachatan. Gimel. Alach gimel. Im sachatan. Now, let's say instead of, and this is where we got to talk about by oranges, if you squeeze the vegetable instead of cooking it, ein mevarach al osen mashnal shakol. So that only triggers a shahakol. because we say the difference is cooked, you get the essence of the vegetable. Squeezing, you're just getting the zeya of the vegetable. You're not getting the essence of the actual vegetable. You're just getting whatever the liquid that's inside, you're squeezing out. Okay, so he says in Yedal Im Sachton, the Yosa Yotze Tama Yark Ayde Bishlam Ayde Schita, you're going to get much more flavor of the carrot by cooking it than by squeezing it. And by the way, I was just thinking, you know, the other time you can also have this whole issue about, you know, let's say the peas, is whenever you go to these juice bars, right, and they, you know, if you ever watch what they do, you order a, you know, let me have a carrot, you know, turnip, artichoke, you know, mango. They just stick the things in a blender and they just blend it all together into mamish a liquid, right? So that also becomes a case. It's not a case where, again, you cook the food, so it's not that issue. But again, you pulverize it to the point that that drink, even though it's all eitz or adama, right, it is mamish a shahakal. Okay, so here you squeeze the osa tov tama yarek ayde bishlam ayde
schita. Again, why is that a shahakal? I mean, you haven't cooked it right, done it. You just changed the form of what you're,
so
you
if,
have.
So if you, again, anytime you change the form to pulverized, that there are no pieces left. Now, there, it's very possible. Again, I've never ordered these things. I can't get myself to spend, you know, what do you call it, like $10, right, to get a cup of carrot mango juice or whatever it is, right? So I don't know if you have actual pieces there. What?
Forget about the price.
That's a different thing. No, because if it wasn't the price, I would think about, you know, a mango, grape, you know.
Just do yourself at home. You don't have to go buy it.
Right. There are fruits that I wouldn't mind being blended together. But I don't really know if they get to the point that it's mamish pulverized that you don't see a single piece. I'm guessing if they do it right,
The machines they have, breaks it down, but I'm still not clear. I mean, you still know what it is. It's not like a potato that becomes a Pringle, completely different. This is like you just the same
right,
thing.
Right, but it's like the potato that runs through the blender that becomes a basically water, yeah. Right? So if you break it down so that it's you could tell maybe because of the color, but maybe not. Right? If you go ahead and take an apple and pulverize it to a liquid, I don't know that you can tell that that's an apple versus, you know, some other light color drink or carrot vegetable. So he says, so even fruit that you normally squeeze, again, that's the orange juice for the most part. Let me see if he has something in the back here on orange juice specifically. Because I know there are people that, as I mentioned before, that hold that that orange juice. No, he doesn't talk about orange juice back here. Okay, right, that, you know, they say, oh, the most of oranges are grown for orange juice or whatever. Okay, so therefore, even if you crush them, it's the same thing, right? That's not, you're not getting the... Again, you're crushing them, and not that you're crushing them and then eating the fruit. You're crushing it to get the liquid out of it. You're still not getting anything more than just the juice that's absorbed in it. It's not the same as cooking, where you're getting the actual vegetables exuding some of its liquid. Okay, Dalet. Chatochon l'chatichos ketanos lo nishanas berchosim b'nekaf. So this is if you get them into small pieces, you chop them into very small pieces. That's not going to change the bracha. That's not what we call pulverizing. And so he says in Tesvav, Kevin Shnikra Dayan Tarim Mitzurasan, since they are visible, you can see what they are, they're just small pieces, the miktas, Yayin Lelson Reish Besiv Zayin Magan Rosiv Kan Yuchas L'Kamasim Reish Ches Kan Lom Yuchas Meshaburim. Right, again, we talked a little bit about, you know, small versus crushed or whatever. And then he says, "Berachasan bein davar shebrachasa bar peradam bar peretz." Right, the fact that you cut into small pieces doesn't change the bracha. Yitzayim im nekach. Right, so he says, "Veshum shemin shetachnon nishtanis berachasa mipriadam l'shahakol neisha ein tzurasol ein klal." So shum shemin, so that's sesame seeds, right? So that's tachina. So what bracha are you going to make on tachina? Right. So it sounds like here, right, that you make a That the Chena is going to stay a Bari Priyadam, Loshasim and Mashkin, the Oz Birchas and Shahako, unless it mamish became a liquid. So you have a machlokas here, right? So if Moshe says you shouldn't eat it without bread, but if you do, you make a Shahako, right? Let's see, what about Chalva? Right, what brach do you make on chalva? Now, I don't like chalva at all, so I don't make brachas on it. But let's say you're having chalva, right? What brach? David,
you haven't had a chalva pudding.
Let's say the people I know, they go to this in Eretz Yisrael, they go to the halva bar. You know, there's a place in Machane Yehuda where you get the
where you
right. So
yeah, go to Englewood. Go to Englewood. You get a nice halva pudding. Really
okay, so what bracha would you make on that?
It's sesame, but it's changed completely, so it should be a shahakol.
Right, so therefore, Shlomo Zalman says shahakol. So again, you sort of use the same as chocolate, which again, chocolate comes from the cocoa bean, but it becomes totally processed, and these sesame products are also totally processed. So, which is why I don't like sesame seeds, but I do like tahina. Okay, let's go to hay. Halef is kashu chai mevarach of shahakol. So a raw turnip is shahakol. Avlimu mevush lo kavish b'chometz or b'chardal. But if it's cooked or soaked overnight in vinegar or mustard, b'ayir pri adama. Okay, so that's the turnip. Turnip was a very popular food in Europe, right? It was also not very expensive. It was like, you know, if you had no money, you ate a lot of turnips. So he says in Yedches, Halef is Kshu Chai, Halef is Tov Yosem Bevushel Mechai, tasted much better cooked than raw. The Lef is Hu Ma'ashon Karin Merin the Ribbon. So here he says, Merin is carrots, right? Ribbon is turnips. So, the Ayin Magen Rambam Shem Fakbi Dintz, and the Magen Rambam questions this. The Ayin Torah Shem Maybe Gam Kishish Go, and the Pesham Devar Chachai Bar Pi Adama. The Ayin Mechai Adam Shem Kosev, the Talim Derech Medem Osem Bakum Lachon Lachayim. The Ayin Nishm Adam Shem Hazeh. So again, these are all questions, right? What do we eat Bizman Hazeh? Right? So carrots, for sure, wouldn't be a Shaila. They're eaten cooked, and they're eaten raw. Right? I don't know about turnips. I don't know if turnips are eaten raw or cooked. Right? Anybody here eat turnips? Anybody here eat kohlrabi?
Yeah.
Okay. You eat it cooked or raw?
Yep. Cooked.
David?
Cooked.
Cooked. Right? So again, so some of these things, so like he brings down here from Avosin that people start eating kohlrabi raw. Okay. You know, again, if you got to know.
It's almost like a radish taste.
Right. So you have to know. And I guess one of the ways you know is that you go check all these recipes out and see, are these recipes, you know, are they being accommodated for raw, or are they only for cooked, right? If you need to know whether you're, you know, you're the unusual person by eating it raw, right? Or is that, you know, you go caterers put it on their salad trays or whatever. So, again, with all these unique vegetables that usually were eaten cooked, right? The question is, does something change Bizman Hazeh? And you're only going to know, is, like I said, you go to a wedding and they have a cut vegetable platter there at the shmorg, and you'll see broccoli on there now, and you'll see some of these other vegetables on there now. And mistam, if they're on there, it's because people eat them raw. Okay, let's see the beralacha. Halefa, sayim mishibur v'yayim primagam mishtabak, kishabisha lefas blow basar blow chema. You cook the turnip plain, no meat, no butter, Shuma, no fat, ima varach bar pidama. So what brach you make? It doesn't taste, probably didn't taste that good plain either when it was cooked. The kain takas gam shari chuba liba demag and avram. The li had sar, tsarachin gadol bedvar ma'elu. So he says he has a question. Echad me'ataz, the besif cut and gil, besof mucha behed, besfir leit, afil bishpisha, alefet, blow basar. You know, if you just cook a raw turnip, gam kamishtan al it does taste better. Right? It doesn't get worse. If it gets, you know, if it needs the meat. Maybe it just means that the cooked and the raw are the same, right? They neither of them taste particularly great, and it could be enhanced if you cook it with meat. But in that case, you'd make an adama in both cases. Right, we don't have this requirement, even though the machaber says that a turnip, you make a shahakol on raw and cooked, right? He says an adama. He doesn't say it has to be cooked with meat. So he says, "V'gam dumi demashkotz kishaya kavish b'chomet v'chardal du b'lobaser again without meat." We call halon time lo ataki sveik with the prima gadam, and therefore he left out the prima gadam suffik because he feels it's not a suffik. You eat a cooked turnip, you're going to make a butter priadam. Okay, let's go to Reish Vav. Din hefsik v'talos berech ha-shateres. Now you make a mistake. So he says, "Berech al peres ha-ilan butter priadam yatsa." So if by mistake you made on a fruit, you made a bari pri adama yatsa, because it does grow from the ground. Avlin berech al pri adama bari pri ha'etz lo yatsa. But if you make on a vegetable, you make on a carrot a bari pri ha'etz, you're not yotze. Hilcha who was slipping with pri who pri ha'etz or pri adama, you don't know. Which again is why we get down to our cases of papayas and pineapples, which are a suffix, right? So we drop it down to adama mevarach bari pri adama. And on everything, a shahakol works, even on bread, even on wine, right? So, okay. Look at Aleph Beirach. If a tree grows in the ground, it's not a fake bracha. It's not, you're not lying in your bracha, right? Because at the end of the day, you made a bari pri adama, and this grows from the ground. Now, even though you're yotze, if you get more fruit that you have to make a bracha on, right? So go ahead and make a bracha, right? Right. Meaning, if you bring in more fruit, let's say you made an adama on an orange, and then afterwards you bring in another orange. Well, that bari pri adama is not going to cover your additional orange, even though your eitz may cover all fruit that comes after that. Adama is only covering what you had in mind, so therefore you'd make a new bari pri ha'etz at that point. Okay, so afilu hezeb hazeh, even if you did it on purpose, so al pri ha'adama, afilu kishab peres gedelan al ha'etz, ashen ha'etz miskayim b'charef liyatza. Right, so you make on a vegetable, right, you make a butter pri ha'etz, even if it grows on a tree, but the branches don't survive the winter, lo yatza b'chal pri ha'adama. We view those as an adama, because that was simen reish gimel baga, and gimel lo yatza, kasim magen avram, v'osan peres gedelan al ha'ilon, Mevarach bari pri adama, right? Fruit that grows on a tree, you make an adama. Shum dala nigmar pri oshen and ikar pri reis. We already saw many cases earlier, right? Either unripe or it's not the normal type of fruit. That was in reish basis above. Im berach bari pri yatsa. But if you made a bari pri yatsa, because it does grow from a tree. Kimidakamun min pri yatsa. V'chein al peres o adama shetov mevushal yosem mechayin. Same is true with any adama which is better cooked and raw, and you should din levar shahakol kashal v'shem chayim. And when you ate it raw, you made a shahakol. So in beirach bari pri adama yatsa, because again, it does grow from the ground, right? So we do have wiggle room b'di'evid, right? If it grew from the ground, regardless of what the right bracha is, b'di'evid adama will work. It grows from a tree, again, regardless of what the right bracha is, it'll be a bari pri adama. Okay, dalim hu priho eitz. V'chein kishu suffik lo mitzad hadin. Right, if it's suffik, avalim suffik lo machash alomit. Again, same deal as you said before. Just because you don't know the halacha, but not that it's a suffik in halacha, right, just that you chose not to look into it. Lo yochal at shiyoma, we don't want you eating it until you learn what it is. And in all these cases, if you make a shahakal, v'chol tzit di'evet, avalchat chilat tzarech levarach ha'kol tov, v'chol tzit yuchat v'slo, we don't want people going ahead and making shahakals when there are better bracha options. It's not the backup plan for how to do things. And filu ratzlam rav shehem dvarim chashuvim, even though wine and bread are chashuv, right, shahakal b'di'evid will work. Okay, we'll stop here. Same 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And we'll see you then. Okay, have a good evening. Good night.